It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There it is. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, by the way, happy birthday, Kyle. Back
happy
in
birthday.
The studio.
Hey.
And we are live today at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, fellas, I'm talking to the fellas. You know, the weather's about to change, and I'm going to give you a bit of advice that you need to follow. Don't let your desire to get with that young lady, get you fired. And what I mean by that is, did you see this story that Kyle sent out last night about Real Intan?
Oh, yeah.
Intan?
Mm-hmm.
Where I assume, I don't know this for sure, but he's talking to some young lady, and he's so pressed to try to get with her. She's asking him pointed questions. He didn't even hear, he didn't even understand what he was being asked. And he threw his whole organization under the bus. He works for the Washington Commodores. And he says some really, really colorful stuff that I'm pretty sure this morning.
Oh, he's out.
He's in HR meeting first. Because, you know, you got to follow protocol. I told you. See, you don't know nothing about this HR thing. I know about HR.
That folder for him is going to be pretty darn thick.
That folder is thick. So somebody, he has been called into HR this morning. And they gave him exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So, yeah, he's probably out of a job. All because he was trying to impress some young lady at dinner.
Yeah, it didn't work. Work for him. No, that's good advice there, Hugh. And we got a lot to do today. We're really excited to be here at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant in Marina, Chesapeake City, Maryland. If you're in the area or you got some time this afternoon, come on down, have lunch with us, hang out. We'll be here from 10 to 2 doing the show today. And it is a big one, Hugh, because the NFL season starts.
Oh, it's going down.
Tonight, the Ravens and
yes.
The Chiefs, and of course tomorrow, the Eagles and the Packers. We'll get to a lot of NFL stuff over the course of the day. We'll make our predictions for the season later on, and we'll get to some Philly. Nice win yesterday. They get the sweep in Toronto, and the Phillies keep chopping that magic number down. But here we start the Eagles season tomorrow, and all eyes are on this team. Big expectations, and really, but it comes back to this.
Yes.
No matter what you think of the defense, and we know what you think of defense
it's
these
luxury,
days.
Yeah, not
right,
sense.
That's what you think. And no matter what you think of these coordinators, yeah. And no matter what you think of Nick Sirianni.
He's a great coach.
We'll see. The season comes down to this. How good or great is Jalen Hurts? Because
all day.
In the last few years, we've had different versions of Jalen Hurts here. We really have. We've had, you know, the first-year starter, which was, you know, pretty good, decent. You know, the first year getting his feet wet. They went to the playoffs, but he wasn't anything special. Then 2 years ago, 2022, Jalen Hurts was special. He was an MVP-level player. And then last year, he wasn't that. He started off and he had some good moments early. But it went awry at the end, and he turned the ball over way too much, and he was not one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And now we look forward to this year. And, Hugh, I think today, before we get this season kicked off, we need to do a temperature check as a fan base, a temperature check on WIP, on your feeling on Jalen Hurts right now.
Confident?
Go ahead. Tell me why.
I'm confident because, listen, like it's funny to me when I look. Like, say if I came from outer space and I looked at Jalen's numbers from the time that he got into the NFL mm-hmm. till now, he's progressively gotten better. Now, the caveat that you talk about, like he's gotten better in every category except for one. Well, two. That's the interceptions and the quarterback rating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, when you look at his quarterback rating compared to the guy that he's going up against, Jordan Love. Jordan Love's probably by what? I'm doing quick math, like 8 or 9 points higher than Jalen.
Yeah, and that's really because the end of the season. He
yes.
took off and Jalen went the wrong
yes.
way.
Yes, and if I came from a planet and you told me in 2020, Jalen threw 6 touchdowns. 2021, threw 16 touchdowns. 2022, threw 22 touchdowns. 2023, threw 23. That to me says that's growth and that's progress. And even I'll go even a step further and talk about the yards that he threw for. First year, he threw for over 1,000 yards. The last year, he threw for 3,858 yards. So that's progression, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted to see. And the one thing that we want him to do is stop throwing so many interceptions. So I believe Jalen Hurts is going to get better. You cut down those interceptions, and you take and you put some W's next to those L's, I think he's a much better quarterback, and he will be a much better quarterback.
Well, that's the hope, and that's why the Eagles signed this guy, to be to progress, right? To get, you know, where he was 2 years ago. That shouldn't be where he is forever. He needs to get better, and he needs to get smarter, and all those kind of things when it comes to Jalen Hurts this season. And look, they've put a lot around him. Saquon Barkley is now here. They have great weapons at wide receiver, and they brought in Kellen Moore to help move Jalen forward to the next phase of his career. And you know, I'm about to say something that it hurts me to say.
Well, don't say it.
Well, no, I can't not say it. I can't lie.
Well, don't
because
say
it. Hugh, I was an early, and this is before you got here, I was an early Jalen Hurts guy at WIP. I wanted him on the field when he was young. I was ready to move off the last quarterback. I wanted to see Hurts on the field. I believed in him as a first-year starting quarterback. I thought he could be an MVP candidate in 22. Like, I was early on the, they got something here. This kid could be something. Let's see him play. But, Hugh, I would be lying to you and everybody else if I said I didn't come into the season with skepticism. I'm not saying he can't do it. And
skepticism.
He has done it before, and he's proved doubters wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some skepticism. I need to see him go back to where he was 2 years ago.
Getting his comfort zone.
Because 2 years ago, I thought we were watching one of the best players in the NFL. Not just quarterbacks, just mm-hmm. best players. He was efficient. He was smart. He was dynamic. He did everything you need to do to win football games. And Hugh, I don't know why last year went so bad at the end. Now we have our theories.
Yes.
Part of it might have also been he was banged up, right?
A little banged up.
Can he stay healthy now through a full season? And can he progress? Like, if he stays the 13th best quarterback in the NFL, I'm just throwing a number out there, that's okay. I mean, the Eagles could be competitive. They could probably win the division like that. But are they going to win the Super Bowl with the 13th best quarterback? I probably not. Like, they need him to go back to being, well, bare minimum, one of the 7 to 10 best quarterbacks in football. Hugh, that's where I have the line. Can he go back to doing that? And I'm skeptical. I need to see him do it again. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, as we enter the season, let's do a Jalen Hurts temperature check here in the midday show and on WIP as we enter the season with big expectations, big hope. And the reality is Jalen Hurts last year, Hugh, didn't play as well. That's the thing that we're all trying to figure out. What the Eagles brought in a new coordinator. Why? When you think, like, was last year just a bump in the road, Hugh, in the path of a great career? Was it just, are we going to look back on last year and say, yeah, that was a weird 6 or 7 weeks. Jalen is a great quarterback. Because that's got to be the hope for the Eagles.
That's what I feel. I honestly feel that way because it just feels like I said, I look at these numbers from Jalen. And if you don't give me any background on anything to have no wins or losses, anything like that, that to me looks like progression.
Mm-hmm.
As a young quarterback goes, you know, threw for more yards. The interceptions are a little bit alarming, but that tells me that he's taking more chances throwing the football because he's getting more comfortable being a passer. Now, you talk about everything that we do know, the fact that the last part of this season was tumultuous. There was a lot of innuendo, as I use air quotes, about what was going on in the locker room and everything. So that kind of adds to the context. But if I just take that small sampling size of quarterback play, I feel pretty good about the progression of my young quarterback because he's getting more comfortable throwing from the pocket. He's getting more comfortable taking chances with the football.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, now, the one thing that I need him to clean up, if I'm just looking at strictly the numbers, Joe, those interceptions. If you can cut that in half, I'll take that from Jalen Hurts. I'll take that progression over the years that he's had at that position.
Well, I will too. And you're making me feel better too, because, you know,
I sat up here and I kind of cut out, you know, the part that would probably make you feel good.
Cut out all that nonsense. Like the turnovers.
Oh, yeah, cut out all that other
the pocket
stuff.
Presence stuff, all that.
Yeah, all that.
And you know, You know when I first started to realize that I was skeptical on Jalen? Polygraph day. Because I thought I was a Jalen guy. I thought I was confident in Jalen. And then I went through the polygraph at WIP, and it's like, nah, maybe I'm not as confident as I thought. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, a happy birthday back in the studio.
Happy birthday.
Kyle, where are you, birthday guy, on Jalen Hurts as we start the season here?
So, you know what? I'm tired of being skeptical, guys. I've had this whole offseason worth of skepticism. I'm ready to be confident today. It's football season. And I'm excited about the prospect of what our quarterback's going to be able to do. I mean, Kellen Moore is an actual offensive coordinator. We know what Brian Johnson was last year and how bad the offense looked under him. We know they added Saquon Barkley. All of the weapons that Jalen Hurts has around him, I just think there's no way he doesn't have a big year this year. And the one thing, I totally agree, the turnovers last year, totally unacceptable. That can't happen. I don't think it will. I feel like last year was an outlier in terms of Jalen Hurts not being able to protect the football. And turnovers themselves, like as a thing in the NFL, tend to sort of regress back to the mean from season to season. So I think we're going to see a lot less turnovers from Jalen Hurts this year. And just with the amount of weapons we have, the real offensive coordinator on this team, like, there's no excuses. There's no excuses for Jalen, and there's no reason for me not to be confident in this kid.
Well, I agree with you on turnovers. Turnovers can go back and forth. That doesn't just because you throw a certain amount of picks one year. We saw it with Dak last year, right? Dak really cut his turnovers back down and had a good season. And look, the Kellen Moore hire should help Jalen Hurts a lot. He helped Dak Prescott a lot. He's a good offensive coordinator. 215-592-9494. A Jalen Hurts temperature check as we start the season here. Where do you come down on the Eagles franchise quarterback? Are you confident he returns to the form he had 2 years ago? Or do you have skepticism? And it's okay to say it. Like, when a quarterback has a down year, skepticism is part of it. Can he return to form? Is that his form? I mean, we've had 3 different years of Jalen Hurts, and it's been 3 different kinds of seasons. He was probably a below-average starter in 2021 as a first-year quarterback, and that was okay based on where he was. He went over his progression. He was a young quarterback. He was a tremendous player in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, he was not as good last year and probably an average or maybe slightly below-average quarterback last year. Jalen Hurts, confidence or skepticism? What do you enter the season with? 215-592-9494. We are at the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. On the other side, we'll tell you how you could win a $50 gift card to this great restaurant, what we're looking for today. And, of course, today is a special day here on WIP. The morning show started talking about it, and we will as well here on the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Hugh's son, Hugh Thomas Douglas, we're honoring him today. The whole station is from morning to night. HughTDouglas.org is the foundation. It is how you could donate and continue the legacy of a great young man, Hugh Thomas Douglas. We're very happy to be able to do this today and to talk about Hugh and bring awareness to the foundation in his name, HughTDouglas.org, as we honor the memory and the legacy of Hugh Thomas Douglas. 215-592-9494. We're live today at the Chesapeake Inn. Your phone calls. No use clues today, though. We're gonna tell you.
Gonna make it a little easy on you.
Yeah, today it's really good. We want people to get revved up here. We're gonna give a gift card away, and we'll tell you more about it on the other side, to whoever we think has the best bold Eagles prediction for the season. We'll toss ours out next. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical? Where are you? 215-592-9494 for the midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.